Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And just a few weeks ago, we got to hear two full days of wonderful talks by the male and female leadership of the LDS Church in our semi-annual general conference broadcast. And if you missed watching it live, you can always tune in to mormonchannel.org or download the Mormon Channel app in the App Store to watch or rewatch it. And if you'd like to access the written transcripts of the talks or just listen to the audio portions, you can access those at lds.org. So for our show today, I wanted to compile all of the most popular quotes that were shared during General Conference, the sound clips that were posted and reposted on social media the most. And I think those are interesting to pay attention to because they're a pretty good indicator of what concepts really struck a chord with most people who were listening. And I think it also sheds light on the things that the world is struggling with right now, collectively. So take a listen to these inspiring words from our leaders.
In the struggles of mortality, we are never left alone to accomplish our work, to fight our battles, to face adversity or unanswered questions.
Please, my beloved brothers and sisters, we must stop comparing ourselves to others. We torture ourselves needlessly by competing and comparing. We falsely judge our self-worth by the things we do or don't have and by the opinions of others. If we must compare, let us compare how we were in the past to how we are today, or even to how we want to be in the future. The only opinion of us that matters is what our Heavenly Father thinks of us. Please, sincerely ask Him what He thinks of you. He will love and correct, but never discourage us. That is Satan's trick. Let me be direct and clear. The answers to the questions, am I good enough and will I make it, are yes. You are going to be good enough. And yes, you are going to make it. As long as you keep repenting and don't rationalize or rebel.
It seems to be human nature. As we become more familiar with something, even something miraculous and awe-inspiring, we lose our sense of awe and treat it as commonplace. Taking for granted our modern technologies and conveniences may be a relatively small matter, but sadly, we sometimes take a similar attitude toward the eternal and soul-expanding doctrine of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the Church of Jesus Christ, we have been given so much. We are surrounded by such an astonishing wealth of light and truth that I wonder if we truly appreciate what we have.
There may be some doctrine, some policy, some bit of history that puts you at odds with your faith. And you may feel that the only way to resolve that inner turmoil right now is to walk no more with the saints. If you live as long as I have, you will come to know that things have a way of resolving themselves. An inspired insight or revelation may shed new light and insight on an issue. Remember, the restoration is not an event, but it continues to unfold. Never abandon the great truths revealed through the prophet Joseph Smith. Never stop reading, pondering, and applying the doctrine of Christ contained in the Book of Mormon. Never fail to give equal time to the Lord through honest attempts to understand what the Lord has revealed. As my dear friend and former colleague Elder Neil A. Maxwell once said, we must not assume that just because something is unexplainable by us, it is unexplainable.
One of the most significant ways we could develop and demonstrate love for our neighbor is through being generous in our thoughts and words. Some years ago, a cherished friend noted, the greatest form of charity may be to withhold judgment. That is still true today.
I am grateful for angels throughout the church who boldly and lovingly proclaim eternal truth to Heavenly Father's children. I am grateful for the gift of the Book of Mormon. I know that it is true. It contains the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am unaware of anyone who is diligently reading the Book of Mormon each day with faith, with pure intent, and with faith in Christ, who has lost their testimony and fallen away. Moroni's prophetic promise carries with it the key to know the truth of all things, including having the ability to discern and avoid the deceptions of the adversary.
We're blessed to have the truth. We have the mandate to share the truth. Let us love the truth, that we might merit all that the Father has for us. He does nothing save it be for our benefit. He has told us, I quote, "This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man," close quote. "From the depths of my soul and in all humility, I testify of the great gift which is our Father's plan for us. It is the one perfect plan to peace and happiness, both here and in the world to come."
And to read what viewers of General Conference have posted and to post your own thoughts on social media, be sure to use the hashtag LDSConf, LDSConf. Thank you so much for tuning in to our show today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.